Is this date fun or am I just really fun?
Hello and welcome to Revel, a collection of Rome's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda.
And I'm Nicole. And together we produce the show you're about to hear called Power Trip. Be sure to stick around after the show for some behind-the-scenes discussion about awkward social interactions. We'll be back just after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So I ask how long she's been there, and this housekeeper looks at me, no hint of a smile, and says, 12 nannies, the last one only lasted 2 hours.
Wait, isn't that from
the Sound of Music?
Sound of Music, yeah.
Nice, but how do you know that? Bruce is one of those smilers with a twinkle in his eye. Not like in a Santa way, but in a hot way.
Oh, my sister used to watch it on repeat. I pretended I hated it, but honestly, there are some jams in there.
It's like he Googled how to win Jane over in 7 sentences or less. I should put that on for the kids, actually. Except they have a TV allotment 30 minutes per day during the week. Can you imagine?
Yeah, kind of. I don't own a TV.
Oh. Okay, so no one is perfect. We can vibe on a non-pop culture level.
But, you know, you like the job. Or the kids, anyhow, right?
Definitely the kids. They're away for the summer right now, and I actually miss them. Mm-hmm. I've been with this family since they were toddlers, and it's crazy to see them grow into little people with personalities and things.
Yeah, and the intense housekeeper, all that. I bet it just gives you tons of material, you know, as a writer.
I mean, yeah, aspiring writer. And I neglect to mention that the woman I nanny for, Sloane, is also a publisher. I don't want him to think I'm using the kids for a writing connection, because I'm not. It's just a fateful coincidence, one that has never mattered anyway. Sloane hasn't read a single one of my stories.
Well, you have a goal, and you know what you want, and that is more than most people can say.
Oh, come on, you must know what you want.
I don't know.
Bruce works part-time at a homeless shelter doing intake. I bet he greets people with his warm, twinkly smile, not by crouching in a bush, issuing judgmental comments like Leah. I wonder how fast Bruce would run if I told him I had a magical kidney. Oh God, Bruce is saying something. Wait, what is he saying?
Sometimes it's exhausting, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yes, I do. This is better than a warehouse full of strangers talking about their power-induced problems. This is what I want. This genuine, nice guy who seems to really like me and laughs at all my corny jokes. I cannot mess this up.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, Episode 3.
Another Pilsner and Narragansett.
Your hand.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Got it all cut up when I was hit by that car.
Our disastrous supposed-to-be first date comes screaming back to me. Ugh, I still can't believe those assholes who hit you just got away with it.
Ah, well, could have been a lot worse.
People in this city are such atrocious drivers. I once saw a car speeding backwards down my street.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've been thinking about this. It was kind of a nice night in the end.
What?
Well, yes, okay. Some asshole hits me, but then these amazing humans come out of nowhere to bring me to the hospital, right? And everyone was incredibly nice. And then I met you, so that's a happy ending.
He fails to mention how I was naked on his couch with his roommate when he first met me.
Wow, that silver lining was hard to find, but you sure did it.
Yeah, well, it's a skill.
Modest, cute, endlessly optimistic. Aww. He's probably a serial killer or something. But then he'd be such a kind serial killer. Leah pops into my head again, like some annoying soothsayer.
She looks like easy prey.
Why am I thinking so much about murder on a date? Focus, Jane.
I was discharged in under 2 hours. Super quick.
I'm so used to hospitals, but I still hate them. Any amount of time there is way too much time.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. Okay, so it's pretty common for people to avoid the subject with a 10-foot pole, which is, like, fine, mostly.
My cousin had a kidney transplant a few years ago. We were really worried about her, but the recovery wasn't bad at all. And now...
And now she's, like, mostly normal?
That's not what I was saying.
She's, like, what, 2 notches down on the freak show spectrum?
I only meant we were all very relieved at how smoothly it went.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm kidding.
My aunt had this whole vigil leading up to it.
Ooh, like the kind you have for an ailing Victorian child.
What? No. Oh, God. I guess I shouldn't have just brought it up at all. sorry.
Dear Lord. It's like dropping jokes into a bowl of pudding. Oh, yeah, look, I'm just messing around.
Okay, yeah, well, got it. It's kind of hard to tell. I'm just saying we were really worried, and the surgery, it turned out great for her, so.
Well, I mean, I feel like it probably wasn't great for her, right? Don't get me wrong, I'm hopeful the transplant sticks and everything, crossing my fingers, but there's no universe where a surgery is great for the patient. It's great for everyone else to feel like there's forward motion or like progress, but it's still a slog once you get the thing in.
Right, but I'm not glad for our sake she's better. I'm glad for hers, for her sake.
No. What is happening here? Can we just go back to discussing the merits of Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Stop. Look, let's just start this over.
What?
Redo the conversation, minus all the awkward. From the top.
My cousin had a kidney transplant a few years ago. We were really worried about her, but the recovery wasn't bad at all. And now...
I'm glad she's feeling better. Life's full of miracles.
I'm like a Hallmark card at gunpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pre-med at Columbia now, actually. She said she wants to, she said she wants to help other people find the same recovery that she did.
Wow, awesome. Good for her.
Yeah.
I imagine his family of Good Samaritans lined up in a shiny row, What's wrong with me? These are actually good people. Can I just let anything be nice? The cynicism is lumped up in my chest like the heartburn I get when I dry swallow my pills, but we're finally on the same page. There, this isn't so hard.
It's good, yeah, good, good. It is good for her. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Sure, of course. Huh, Christian. Who sends audio messages other than Europeans?
Hey, it's Christian. Some of us are headed to Coney Island this weekend. Not an official meeting, just a hang. In, you know, in case you want to join. Also, check out the link.
Sure, I'll take the bait.
What? Something good?
Yeah, look at this. It's like a goat bleeding, but doesn't it sound like exactly like a screaming old man?
Yeah, I guess.
It's nothing. It's just it's kind of funny.
My uncle has.
Okay, so screaming farm animals aren't everyone's jam.
I guess that's why I don't get it.
Let's forget that happened. Excuse me, can we have another round?
Yeah, no problem.
Nothing like alcohol to grease the wheels. I put yesterday and the group out of my mind. This is my life now, the one I'm making for myself. So, how about music? You listen to music, yeah?
Yes, I do listen to music. Yes, my favorite kind of music. Favorite kind of music.
One mocha latte, please. Extra large.
You got it.
My hangover headache is pounding my skull like the bass of a bad EDM song. Don't they say water fixes everything? Shouldn't it undo all the alcohol I drank? I tell myself not to feel guilty for commanding Bruce. I only nudge the conversation back on course, and it worked. Bruce even gave me the sweetest goodnight kiss. I just need coffee, lots of it. Yet it seems I must wait for the trainee to figure out how to use a cash register.
Sorry, I'm shadowing today.
Wouldn't shadowing be if you were watching him do it, though?
Excuse you. Ask her to put the card in again. It didn't go through.
Could you go ahead and...
I heard him. Well, that's not a great sound.
Yeah, your card was declined. Do you want to try a different one?
Sure. You guys take library cards, right? I don't have another card.
Of course you don't have another card. All right, well, we'll need to have that back.
Seriously? Come on, you wouldn't separate a lady from her latte, would you?
Tell her it's policy.
It's just company.
I heard him. Then I remember that I don't have to give it back. I don't have to do anything, but they do. This latte is on the house.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry.
The house? What are you doing, Deborah? She didn't pay for that.
Wait a minute. Well,
No free drinks unless it's a customer service necessity. Was this a necessity?
Calm down, man. It's one latte. And be more respectful to your employees.
Yes, of course. I'm so sorry, ma'am. And Deborah, won't happen again.
Thank you for visiting the Daily Grind.
Summer is almost here, so that means tons of outdoor activities and trying to keep up with all the fun things that are going on. Factor can help you stay on top of your wellness goals and stay fit, healthy, and full for the summer. They have fresh, never frozen meals that are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes, no matter how busy you are, so you can get back to what you like doing. With 35 different meals and more than 60 different add-ons, you are sure to never get bored. You can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that have ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, and keep kitchen time to a minimum, so essentially No cleaning up. It's great. I got my brother a Factor box because he expressed some interest in wanting to get healthy over the summer and try eating more vegan food. And this made it a really effortless transition for him to try some new foods and also get food he didn't have access to. He figured out what he liked, what he didn't like, and he did it with the help of Factor. So if this sounds like something you want to try, you can head to factormeals.com/rebel50 and use code REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off the next month. That's code REBEL50 at factormeals.com/REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
I am going to call my bank and have a word with them. My nannying gig is keeping me on payroll while they're away, but without the extra hours, the take-home is far less than I'm used to, but I'm fairly sure there's at least a couple hundred left in my account. And then I see it. The most recent charge, $278 on Amazon, 5:18 a.m. The DeLucci Virtuoso Deluxe Espresso Machine in stainless steel. It all comes back to me. I had woken up at 2 a.m., still bleary with alcohol, and stumbled into the kitchen. Finding no traces of caffeine, I proceeded to vomit profusely, drink a ton of water, and then convince myself, in an alcohol-induced delirium, that if I only had an espresso machine, all would be right with the world. I vaguely remember drunk dream me making a pretty compelling case that the purchase was a solid investment. It's so shiny and comes with a milk frother. It will pay for itself in no time at all. I take a deep cleansing breath of the sour smell of garbage from a nearby dumpster. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not a helpless sob story anymore. I have resources now. I just have to figure out the best way to leverage them. Part of me wants to flag down the next person I see wearing cashmere and command them to write me a check, but that's no different from stealing, and I do have some principles left. I think. Ugh, it's Mom. How was the date? Followed by a doctor emoji and a wink. Oh, good. Mom's learning the unique skill of emoji shaming. Okay, Mom. All I can muster is the non-committal smiley emoji, the one with the blushing red cheeks that literally means nothing. Oh, my God. What is she doing here? Sloan?
Jane. What are you doing here?
Sloan, my boss, the publisher. Her face flits like a slot machine through a series of emotions. Shock, annoyance, guilt. It finally lands on fake excitement.
Oh, coffee. Sometimes I like to walk around Cobble Hill in the mornings before I write.
What is she doing here is more to the point. She's supposed to be on another continent until the end of the month.
Well, you'll never guess the debacle that went down in San Sebastian.
What happened?
Well, first the airline lost our luggage, and then they delivered it to the wrong hotel, and then the hotel we were booked at was out of suites, and...
Oh, geez, that must have been so hard.
Ugh, it was a nightmare.
Sloan has probably never had a nightmare, let alone lived one.
How are the kids? I can't wait to see them. I miss them.
They're, they're really good, actually. They miss you, too.
Well, you look great.
Oh, that's the hydrofacials. I needed two after this debacle. Yeah.
Two? Wow. How long have you been back?
Oh, my gosh. You too.
Me too. What?
You look, great also.
Oh, it's the hydrofacials.
Really? Oh, no, I get it.
Okay. Anyhow, I'm excited to get back to work, get back into a routine, you know? When can I see the kids next?
Why exactly am I running into her at a coffee shop? Why didn't she give me a heads up they were coming back early? Normally, I'd be inundated with text instructions on getting the kids' social and extracurricular calendar set up for their return.
Sloan, tell me what's going on.
Jane, you just needed so much time off after your last surgery. We were scrambling to get the kids covered for weeks. I couldn't go through that again. So we didn't tell you we were back early. I felt terrible, honestly, and the kids do miss you.
Well, this is a first. I've never been ghosted by a job before.
So you were just not gonna tell me you were back?
No, of course. I didn't know what to do. We needed time to think.
How much time?
I don't know.
Have you hired someone else?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Well, we've interviewed a couple of, but I mean, no one comes close to you.
I've always known Sloan to be self-involved, flitting off to endless book launches, promising she'd take a look at my writing one day just as soon as things slowed down at work. This is a new low, though, even for her. Firing a person for being physically incapacitated and then not even having the decency to tell them? Did she think I wouldn't notice I was unemployed?
Let me come back to work. And I'm going to send you a story. Read it and consider it for publication.
Of course. We'll see you Monday. And I can't wait to read your story. Bye, Jane.
Bye-bye, Sloan.
I don't necessarily want to work for her again after this, but what choice do I have? Find another family who is willing to accommodate odd doctor's visits, stints in a wheelchair, time off after surgeries. Hopefully less of that now, but we'll see. I've been working under the table for so long, I can't even qualify for unemployment. Plus, the kids are amazing, thanks in no small part to my influence over the past decade. I actually hate the idea of not having them in my life anymore.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Janie, you answered.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm visiting our second cousin in Philadelphia while they finish the floors. You remember Cousin Linda?
No.
It's great here, Janie. You should come down. They've got these steaks covered in cheese.
A cheesesteak, yeah. A real culinary innovation.
Ugh, here you go again. Oh, well, excuse me. We're not all so cosmopolitan.
Cheesesteak is not... Oh, no, never mind.
Anyway, what's up?
You called me, remember?
Well, you never answer your phone. I'm worried.
So did you call me expecting me to not answer?
I don't know what to expect with you. How are you feeling?
Fine.
Okay, you're fine, that's good. How's the writing?
Oh, it's actually maybe about to...
You know, if you tone down the weird a little.
What?
Oh, your stories are just so odd, you know? That Enter Beekeeper one I read? No one wants to read that. You read books to forget about your problems. You know that Downton Abbey? You know that one?
Yes, Mom, I do know Downton Abbey.
Well, your aunt and I really like that one. Maybe you could write something like that.
Oh, yeah, great, thanks. Did you just call to deliver this piece of literary criticism, or...?
Oh, come on. I call because you're my daughter, and I love you.
Mm-hmm. Love you too, Mom. I gotta go, though.
I have an overpowering urge to command a passing jogger to jump into a dumpster. It'd actually be nice to share my Sloan encounter with someone, I realize. Not my mother, but someone. Bruce? Is that weird? After just one date? Maybe, but who else? I remember how Christian didn't judge me at all when I said I had to take my meds. And I realize I could tell the group. I mean, I've literally only met these people once, but it would be nice to just not pretend all the time.
Hey, Christian. Sure, Coney Island sounds fun.
What the hell? Coney Island on a summer night isn't the worst place to be.
You're listening to Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Power Trip is a Realm original production. Listen away.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Rebel. My name is Rhoda, and I'm here with Nicole to talk about episode 3 of Power Trip. And Nicole, after I listened to this, I immediately needed to know what you thought of this bad date.
Oh my God.
It is... horrific. It just kept going and it got more awkward. What did you think? I need to hear some initial thoughts.
I feel like bad date stories, it's usually like, and then X happened and it's like so outrageous that it's so exceptionally a bad date. But this is like the quiet bad date where it's just like no one is getting each other. And
it's the normal bad date, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you want something extraordinary to happen so you can exit the scene quickly, right?
Yes.
There's a clear transition into, okay, and now this is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when there's an element of normal awkwardness in this, you're just like, should I push through it? Do we keep trying?
Yeah.
You're searching for things to talk about. You have background dialogue going on in your head looking for topics while... you are maintaining the actual conversation that you're having, you know,
mm-hmm.
in this physical space and time. And yeah, it's a level of stress that doesn't need to exist. And yet here we are doing it all the time, right?
There's so many things that you could be like, oh, it's my mood. Like, oh, maybe it was me. Like that kind of thing. Or you're like, give it the old college try one more time. But sometimes it's just not meshing. And this is... definitely one of those times.
Well, I think it's really interesting what you're saying, right? For a lot of women I know, there is this instinct to carry the conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
To identify reasons in which the conversation is not going well because of how you yourself aren't facilitating or orchestrating or moving it along in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you're on a straight date, right? Is the guy also doing that?
I think about what my friend said all the time. She's like, is this date fun or am I just really fun?
I love this energy.
I know, isn't that great? It's such a great line.
But then, that's Jane's version of pushing through it, right? Is saying... to herself, or, you know, admitting in such a way, oh, well, I could change this. I could fix it. I could make it better,
right? And mm-hmm. instead of just letting it be what it was, which I think really, really speaks to what so much of social anxiety is, right?
Yes.
Is that you can't just let the moment play out as it would without some sort of your own version of like inner godly divine intervention where you're doing this and you're doing this. Like sometimes yeah. it just needs to, you just need to let it play and live with that awkwardness or maybe
silence,
maybe turn that. Yeah. Turn that awkwardness into something where it's kind of fun to sit in. I don't know. Easier said than done, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. I know. It's really, it's hard. Especially in a situation where nerves are so heightened. And it's so, like, it feels like rejection or acceptance is on the line. It's, and those are, like, two very, like one acceptance is like a craving and rejection is like a universal fear. So it feels so, so much more heightened than an ordinary conversation.
Yeah. Why do we put so much weight on dates? What's our deal?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Someone once asked me, who cares? Like, I mean, what would happen? Yeah. They were like, what happened if you just got up and left? And I was like, oh my God, I could never do that. Like, this is back when I was dating. I was like, absolutely not. But like, also, like,
because you couldn't imagine someone doing that to you. Like, what? Like, what was it?
I would just feel so bad. It's like I would rather be there for 2 hours in agony.
Oh, Nicole.
I know. No. then make it someone uncomfortable for 5 minutes.
Oh my
and
God.
Also, I'm like, give it a shot. You know, maybe it'll thaw out. Or I feel like this is like kind of the opposite on this, in this one. It's sort of like, it was going well at the top. And then once they get into like deeper territory,
real
it goes
shit.
Badly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I think that is different from your 2 hour slow martyrdom, you know, march to death that you're talking about. But yeah, I think Jane is probably coming from a place of, I really like him. He's so much fun. We can't talk about the deep stuff, but what did I expect on a first date? I think that is fair because dating's become so gamified now, right?
With
the experience of the apps and kind of the ways in which we can be quick to move on to the next thing, which I think is totally fair because we're all so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an instinct to look for something deeper sometimes. And I think that's what Jane is doing. But, you know, at some point you do get to a point where you force it. And I think it's so, so, so awkward. And she also has another awkward run-in. There are many awkward scenes throughout this whole show, but there is a terrible one with her boss, right? And I think the stakes are way higher there because when it's someone you work with, right? Like a date.
Like currently? Yeah.
Yeah. A date I could see exiting in a polite way, even though, mm-hmm. again, easier said than done. But with a coworker, it's like Saturday morning and I'm walking my dog and now I need to be like work charming. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just so much higher stakes in the age of remote work too, because it's like, this is one of the only physical interactions you will ever have with me. Like, it has to be good. Because like, I need to come across as like a competent, responsible human in this moment.
Oh my God, that's so true. And you're like, what do I do with my hands? Because I've never seen my hands before.
I used to live next door to a coworker, and then like we actually became friends because like I saw him all the time. But like I have a dog and I sometimes walk outside wearing like clogs, like furry Dutch clogs that are like meant for housewear and like mismatched sweatsuits. And then one time in a deep low, I forgot to take off my sleep mask and was just like wandering around with it on my head. You know, I didn't run into him that day. But like, if you're willing to exit, if you've reached a stage of like dog walking where you're willing to exit your home with like zero, like, with zero inclination for like how you're presenting to present yourself well to the world, the stakes are high.
God, I would have paid money to see you with your sleep mask on your forehead, like unironically, you know,
just wandering around. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That's the anecdote to end on. That's the beat to end on. Yeah. I had such a great time catching up with you today. Thank you. I appreciate you. And thank you to our listeners for coming to hang out with us on Rebel. See you next time.
Hello. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadollahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadollahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Nicole Otto. You're listening to Revel, Power Trip, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Power Trip is a Realm original production, written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Nicole Otto, Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Tatiana Maslany, Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Directed by Kaylin West. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Lisa Loeb, Brendan Hines, Tanisha Gary, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, Keeler Lee, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Sound design by Tom Maggs and Rory O'Shea. Mixing and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original score and composition by Hashem Asadollahi and Daniel Wanakot, with digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadollahi. Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.